Welcome back, everyone, to the Gender Fluency audio recordings. I'm Jose Domingo Cruz. In the summer of 2017, Robert Long and I produced these recordings on fluency, gender, and working as instructors in Japanese university English classes. In this conversation, Bob talks with Charlie Bell on the topic of teaching students about initiating conversations.
Okay, good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Bob.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts of talking to strangers, because in my past research, I've had students meeting for the first time, and it's always interesting to see how people hit it off. And to see exactly what they like and or how they don't hit it off, and what's the dynamics of that kind of interaction, and why is that happening. You're teaching, exactly where are you teaching?
I teach part-time at a private university in Japan. Probably classified as a lower level university. And I teach English conversation school as well.
So now, with my experience with the lower proficiency students, they tend to be even shyer, more reserved.
I don't know whether it's shy or it's more proficiency related. So whether they can actually say anything is actually in question as well. But certainly, I mean, fluency wise, they're not fluent.
Now, in their native language, Japanese, are they pretty fluent or are they shy when they come into the class?
No, in class, that's one of the main sort of management problems that I have, is that they talk too much. So they're very sociable, but only in Japanese.
In Japanese. Okay, that's interesting. So in your experience, I mean, in many ways, Japan is a very reserved and shy country. People have a hard time initiating conversations.
Do they?
To strangers.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Recently, I've been going out a lot. It's summer. So maybe it's the environment, but certainly in bars and restaurants, festivals, I've seen not just people approaching me, but young Japanese people approaching other young Japanese people. I would say that isn't the case. And I've certainly seen people meeting strangers or introducing themselves, usually men and women introducing themselves to one another. So I can't agree entirely with what
is
you're saying.
Is this in
there.
Japanese or in English?
In Japanese. Well, they are both Japanese, so I would say Japanese.
So I'll be in Japanese.
But also, I have people approaching me. I have people approaching other foreigners that I know. I don't know whether that's an interest in foreign culture or whether that's, you know, they want to speak English or whether it's just a kind of a novelty value issue. I'm not sure, but I don't think, maybe it's the difference between a classroom situation and then actually being in a situation where you want to communicate with somebody. Maybe that's a different difference.
Have you ever, I mean, you've given homework, obviously, at your school. Have you ever given homework in where you've given them perhaps commutative challenges, perhaps, where you have to go out and have a one-minute conversation or two-minute conversations with this person at this and say this speech act or...
Okay, I've had a bad track record with homework. So usually, if I said a homework, I won't get anything back.
Really?
But I this year, I started, like, I did three separate projects where they had to make a video. I can't find a suitable way at the moment to make sure that they are actually talking to each other without them recording it. So I got them to make two videos. The first video was a self-introduction. The second two videos, I got them to talk to each other about various things. The only problem is I couldn't check whether or not they were writing like scripts for themselves before they had the conversation. So whilst the majority of them did actually produce something, and you know, the quality was sort of varied, whether it was actual fluency or whether it was actual like them writing it down and remembering it or maybe even reading it, I couldn't be sure.
Well, I've had the same problem too with self-introductions. I mean, the scripts could be easily hidden and you're not too sure if they're reading or just ad-libbing. So what other ways do you think we can get students to do more initiation to talk longer?
First, I'll start with talking longer. I think that you need to make the topic of conversation a lot simpler to start with, at least. So I teach some junior high school students in the private English school, and I find that using topics like family or school life, friends, hobbies, or food even, it may sound very sort of simple, but if you want to get them to speak fluently, you need to give them a topic that they know a lot about. And, you know, they do know a lot about family and friends, and they've been talking about those things at school. So, like, relatedness to, you know, the kind of things that they've talked about before is useful. In terms of initiation, I mean, that's more of a psychological thing, isn't it? That's coming into, you know, self-confidence and, like, general personality issues. So that's not something I've really considered. Of course, encourage people to speak when they've got an opportunity, but there's no way of, you know, forcing someone into that.
Well, I mean, they say education is just psychology. So part of it is getting them to want to actually talk longer.
Willingness to communicate. But I mean, there are so many. What I'm thinking about doing at the moment is trying to use, there's something called near peer role models, where basically you use sort of similar level students or slightly older students, slightly more proficient students as like a communicative model to lower proficiency students.
Okay.
And the idea is that, especially in Japan, where you have a very strong kind of senior-junior relationship, the junior students will see the senior students communicating and like successfully using English. And that will give them some kind of motivation to then go forward and then try and use English themselves. And they'll be able to see that they're making mistakes, and they'll be able to see that they aren't perfect at English. But at the same time, that will give them some kind of confidence to also give it a go. Or at least that's the hypothesis at the moment.
Well, I mean, mixed classes are much more effective than leveled classes, where you have all the same students at the same proficiency level, and they're all at the same demoralized level. And so the demoralization sort of feeds in on itself. And it's much more important to have students with higher level abilities to inspire or to help direct or guide students that had lower.
And certainly in Japan, where you do get a mixed bunch a lot of the time. Like my classes, the level separation test is very ineffective, especially in terms of communicative ability. Like maybe grammar, you know, they might be slightly better or slightly worse at grammar and vocabulary, but in terms of communicative ability, there's no way of measuring sort of quick and easily so that you can separate them into their different groups.
In terms of education, you know, Japan is kind of, it's a different world. I mean, you have some schools that still have single sex classrooms, and it's very hard for the boys to meet the girls, for example. Do you think that more gendered interactions or gendered activities are possible, even going into dances or proms or something that we have? In America, we even now have dating classes.
Okay. Which, I don't know if you need dating classes. I think that English classes are a great way for students with different majors to mingle with each other.
Okay.
I have a lot of sports students at one of my universities, at my university. And the majority of students that study sport are guys, are men. And I've mixed majors in this class. It's a general English course. So they have an opportunity to then talk to other female students who are studying different things. The only problem is that they're not necessarily communicating in English. Well, they're not communicating in English. It's a great opportunity for them to meet women or meet men. But I don't know whether the English element has got anything to do with it. More the fact that they're in a room together is the important factor.
Okay. Well, it was good talking to you today.
Yeah, cheers, Bob.
Okay.